Welcome. I'm glad you were able to join me today. Today I'm going to take a look at a plan that the Lord laid out for me concerning the style of mode of prayer life, of ministry life, and of basically anything I do that He calls me to do, whether it be an assignment or a project or how He wants me to go about things. I just thought I'd lay it out for you because I believe it is biblically sound, and you can put it to use if the Spirit speaks to you about it. So here we go with equipping ecclesia. Week 3 message. I'm bringing it today. Strategy for 2024, following the plan of the Lord. During a prophetic roundtable on January 6, 2024, I received a word from the Lord through a prophet. In that message was encouragement that the Lord was going to show me things that are being implemented in my life during January that will also be implemented in what I do in the month of February. It was a puzzle of sorts, which frequently occurs in words for me. It had to do with the Great Lakes. I don't know if you're familiar with the acronym for the Great Lakes, but the first one is HOMES. And this is a way to remember the names of the lakes. H, Lake Huron. O, Lake Ontario. M, Lake Michigan. E, Lake Erie. And S for Lake Superior. This puzzle had to deal with the first letter of each lake name. However, the order was to be by the size of the lakes, largest to smallest. So if we look at it in this fashion, it's Superior, then Huron, then Michigan, then Erie, then Ontario. So the letters to deal with are S-H-M-E-O. What I was about to realize was a battle plan which works on a personal level, a prayer room level, a spiritual warfare level, and an overall ministry level. It is also quite biblical, I believe, and there appears to be a reason for the largest to the smallest in order. Take, for example, the O for overcome. In the natural, overcome sounds like the grand finale or the big event. We are told to be doers of the word, and we are instructed to overcome. This appears on the surface to be the pinnacle we seek to reach. It appears to be the thing we ought to do, and a position for which we are to strive. Let's all become overcomers. It's our destiny. However, to begin there and to bypass the other 4 points is to operate in the flesh and ignore the power of the Spirit, as well as the plan of the Lord of hosts. In this case, the overcome would be a one-time and temporary victory, rather than an ongoing victory in which we can walk in Christ Jesus, thereby overcoming evil with good by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. This is a hint. Actually, it's outright giving us the answer of what we are to do. In Revelation 12:11, it reads, "And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto the death." The word of our testimony. What will our testimony be in the end? Let's begin with Lake Superior, S. Lake Superior is the largest of the Great Lakes and represents the most important part of the strategy. A firm foundation is necessary for victorious living in the kingdom of God. S. Stand firm. Stand with the Lord in the power of His might. This is a matter of faith. This is the one of the 5 areas that will grow as we mature in Christ. Whereas the next 4 items lean more toward what we do, this item leans more towards who we are. We must first be before we do. As Paul prayed for those in Ephesus, I too pray for those who would hear this message. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 to 21, Paul writes, "I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Jesus is called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for a reason. There is no other who is bigger than him in position, in power, or in authority. As our Lord, everything we do is subservient to him. We must come into alignment under him and his plans. Paul writes to the Ecclesia at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. In order to stand with the Lord, we need to understand what he stands for. In order to stand firm, we must fully buy into and understand his plan. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul writes, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." We ought to stand firm in Christ, not looking back and not returning to our old ways. In order to get to the level we need to be at to co-labor with Christ, we must grow in an intimate relationship with God, grow in knowledge and understanding of who God is, grow in knowledge and understanding of what God desires to do, and totally surrender our whole being to Jesus as Lord. This is the foundation upon which all else will be built in this warfare scenario. It needs to be strong in both breadth and depth. We need to be strong, being hidden in and clothed in Christ Jesus. Again, Paul writing to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Let's move on to H, Lake Huron. Lake Huron has the largest shoreline of the lakes. Whether seeking a port in a storm or places to explore, more shoreline and knowledge of it would be better. More truth, likewise, gives us more to hang on to and more to explore. H, hold fast. Hold to truth alone. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Word become flesh. Holding fast to Jesus is akin to holding on to the truth. Jesus is the truth. As disciples of Christ, we need to learn the truth, believe the truth, and stand upon the truth. We need to be unmoved by that which is not truth. Jesus said in John 14:6, Jesus said to him as he was talking to his disciples, answering a question to Thomas, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus came into this world with the fullness of God dwelling in him, to reconcile all things to himself. He is our head, and we are to follow him. Paul wrote to the Colossians in chapter 1, verses 18 to 20, "And he is the head of the body, the church," or as we know, the ecclesia. "He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross." Not only is he our head in carrying the fullness of God, but we would do well to remember that in addition to being our King and Lord, he is also our Creator. We see in John, the opening verses 1 to 5, and then verse 14 of chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we move on to M, Lake Michigan. Lake Michigan is the one lake that is fully encompassed within the United States. Everyone else shares Canada on the other side of the border. Likewise, when we are ready to move forward, we are to be fully encompassed by the plan of God, by His will, and by Him. In addition, to take on the full armor of God is to be clothed in Christ Jesus. M, move forward. This is obedience and love, as directed by God. It's His plan and His command. Peter writes in the first chapter of 1 Peter, verses 22 to 23, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. Following the commands of the King and fulfilling the will of the Lord. If we cannot do these things, have we really surrendered to Jesus Christ as our King and Lord? If not, can we know the commands and the will of the King and Lord? If not, can we fully obey, or will our works in the flesh come up short? If not, can we overcome in the end, or even survive to the end? We have Jesus speaking to his disciples after Judas left the Last Supper in chapter 14 of John, verses 20 to 21. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Full surrender to Jesus Christ and a growing personal relationship are needed in order to move forward effectively and victoriously. Jesus tells us in those verses that the ones with whom he is in a loving relationship shall witness the manifestation of Christ in their lives. We will hear from him and we will know him. Again, Jesus speaking in chapter 10 of the Gospel of John, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. We need to be in a love relationship with God so we can hear his voice, know his plan, and move when he says we are to move. Obedience and love is the key here, and it is built within the loving relationship we are to have with God. Let's move on to the letter E, Lake Erie. Lake Erie is the fourth largest by surface area, though it is the smallest by water volume. Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, the two smallest lakes, are connected by the Niagara River, including the extremely powerful Niagara Falls. E, engage. Confront the enemy in the authority of Christ Jesus and in the timing of Holy Spirit. It is in our connection to Christ Jesus and the power of Holy Spirit with the love of the Father that we derive the great power and authority that we are being called upon to wield. We are dependent upon Almighty God for any strength we are to have in the battle. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, verses 9 and 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. This is a matter of choosing to live with an attitude of humility rather than pride. It is the realization that in the spiritual battle, we can do nothing if we are not in Christ. Humility fosters the opportunity for a deeper relationship with God, whereas pride cuts it out from under us. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 4 to 6, Jesus again talking to his disciples in the upper room, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned." When we walk in Christ, we operate in his authority and power, in which we shall overcome the enemy and his operations. The enemy will recognize us as being clothed in Christ, that is, covered with the authority and the power of Christ Jesus. In the Epistle of James, chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, we read, "But he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." These are the only conditions under which we should engage the enemy: being humble, being cleansed, and being of a pure heart. Now let's take a look at O for Lake Ontario. Just as Ontario is the Huron word for lake of shining water, we are to shine with the presence of Christ, being lights of the world. The great power of the Niagara Falls pours into Lake Ontario, and the power of Holy Spirit pours into those who are in Christ. While Lake Ontario has the least surfaced area, it is much deeper and holds about four times the amount of water of Lake Erie. There are unseen depths of the Spirit in believers that Christ Jesus will reveal in due season. Oh, overcome. Be victorious in the power of Christ Jesus. Jesus has overcome. Now we can see that overcoming is the result of the first four steps. It is a fruit that is produced through our attachment to the vine, from being pruned, and by existing for one purpose. Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, "So we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love." Those who seek to control us would rather see us remain as children. Religion and church systems would like to control us with their doctrine. The individual manipulators operate in human cunning with deceitfulness and crafty schemes. Christ Jesus would rather build us up in love. In the preceding verses, Paul writes of Christ giving us the leadership roles to equip us for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, causing us to mature to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is for the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to our maturity. So now we see that our overcoming is in Christ Jesus, not in what we do. What we do will bring us to the point of overcoming. However, if done in the flesh, it will be short-lived and hollow. But if done in the Spirit, it will be solid and ongoing. So here's the call to action. We should tie these points together as a strategy. We can see how these five steps build upon one another. We ought not be too anxious to run ahead without giving adequate attention to each step of the way. Every battle has the same points for success to be achieved. Stand firm in the Lord until directed to move. Hold fast to the truth, unwavering, not giving in to rumor or speculation or winds of doctrine. Move forward in faith and confidence when instructed by the Lord and led by Holy Spirit. Confront the enemy in the authority of Christ Jesus and the timing of Holy Spirit. Overcome in the power of Christ Jesus, walking in the victory in which he walks as an overcomer. There is prep work to be done to gain knowledge and understanding. There is growth during this time of development. Obedience in love and action in faith leads to victory in Christ as we follow him and co-labor with him. So here's my conclusion. This is where you will find me, close to my King and my Lord. I will be standing firm with him in the power of his might. I will be holding fast to the truth of his word and all that he teaches me. I will move in obedience and love as he directs me in his timing, and I will engage the enemy in the authority of Christ Jesus, giving no ground to the enemy. I will overcome in the power of Christ Jesus as I follow his plans and carry out his commands. This is the pattern in which my prayer life will be grounded. This is the process that will be followed in what I undertake in the ministry to which he has called me. So thank you for joining me. I hope you got something out of this, and I look forward to meeting with you again.